When you see a bridge collapse or a glass shatter or even just a faucet drip, you probably think you are witnessing an ending, like a failure.
Right.
The material gives out, the structure falls apart, and the story is just over. I mean, if you're listening to this right now while doing the dishes or driving over a suspension bridge, you instinctively know that when physical things break, it is generally bad news.
Oh, absolutely.
But what if those breaking points are actually the birthplace of entirely new mathematics? Like, what if the moment something snaps in the physical world, it's not a dead end at all, but a doorway?
Yeah, I mean, it completely flips how we perceive destruction. We are so conditioned to view a physical break as this terminal event, a stopping point, a failure of the system.
Right, a total crash.
Exactly. But when you look closely at the underlying math of these events, the equations aren't just crashing and burning. They are pointing to something else. They're highlighting a structure we literally couldn't see while the object was whole.
And that brings us to the mission for today's deep dive. We are looking at a truly fascinating collection of notes and research that detail exactly 100 physical break events.
100. It's a huge data set.
Yeah, it's wild. Our goal today is to explore how catastrophic physical failures, from the everyday stuff you see in your kitchen to the cosmological tearing of the universe itself, how those are forcing the creation of 100 completely novel mathematical theory spaces.
It is such a massive shift in perspective.
Okay, let's unpack this,
Yeah.
because the core premise here is that when physical reality snaps, the standard math snaps right along with it, and it requires a totally new vocabulary to describe what actually happens next.
That is the perfect way to frame it. Because the traditional mathematical models we use to describe our world, things like calculus, classical mechanics, standard geometry, they're all built on one massive assumption:
Which is?
continuity. They assume things flow smoothly, stretch predictably, and behave nicely over time. But as anyone who has ever, dropped a coffee mug knows, physical reality doesn't always play nice. Things break.
They really do.
And when they do, those foundational assumptions of continuity completely shatter. The math, as we traditionally know it, just hits a wall.
So to understand how math breaks, we really have to look at what happens when physical stuff breaks, the tangible stuff. Let's start with rigid things snapping or locking up.
Good place to start.
One of the examples that immediately caught my eye in the sources is gimbal lock, specifically in a three-axis gyroscope. Now, if you've ever played around with a toy gyroscope or watched a documentary on how the Apollo spacecraft navigated, they use these nested
The
rings,
gimbals.
right? The gimbal, and they rotate freely in three dimensions: pitch, yaw, and roll.
Yeah, and as long as those three rings are moving independently, the math is perfectly happy. But sometimes, due to the specific movements of the craft, two of those axes of rotation align perfectly.
They just lock together.
Exactly, they lock.
And suddenly, you can only move in two directions instead of three. You lose a degree of freedom.
You do. And mathematically, a system like that is governed by a matrix of numbers. Let's just call it matrix A.
Okay, matrix A.
When gimbal lock happens, we see a physical break event where the determinant of matrix A becomes zero along a continuous trajectory.
Okay, hold on. Let's translate that for everyone. A determinant becoming zero, a matrix losing rank. What does that actually mean in plain English?
Fair enough. Think of a matrix like a spreadsheet tracking three different dimensions of movement. Column one is up, down, column two is left, right, column three is forward, backward.
Okay, got my spreadsheet.
When gimbal lock occurs, it is as if column three simply deletes itself from the spreadsheet. The system literally loses a dimension. It loses what mathematicians call rank.
So the math just says, wait, a dimension just vanished. I mean, is it like a video game glitching out when a character moves outside the programmed map? Does the math just kind of give up and throw an error code when the physical object locks up like this?
What's fascinating here is that the math doesn't just give up, it actually demands a new geometry. The physical failure simply highlights the boundary of our current mathematical tools.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, for gimbal lock, the new proposed match is called dissipative lie algebra.
Dissipative lie algebra. Okay, break that down for me.
So traditional lie algebras handle continuous smooth transformations, like a spacecraft rotating perfectly in space. In those equations, movement and information are perfectly conserved.
Nothing is lost.
Right. But when the gimbal locks and that column deletes itself from our theoretical spreadsheet, that missing rank doesn't just disappear into nowhere. Dissipative Lie algebra suggests that the matrix literally bleeds its lost rank into latent thermal spaces.
Wait, thermal,
Yeah.
as in heat. You're saying the mathematical geometry converts a lost physical dimension into heat.
Yes, because in the physical world, when those metal rings lock up and you try to force them to turn, what happens? Friction. The kinetic energy has to go somewhere. The lost geometric information translates into thermal energy. The new math creates a theoretical space to track that leaked energy.
That is wild. The math is saying I can't rotate anymore, so I'm going to dump that lost movement into a new mathematical dimension that represents heat.
Exactly.
And we see this kind of limit crossing elsewhere too, right? It's just a simple spinning top falling over on a table.
Precisely. As a top spins, it has angular momentum keeping it upright. But as friction slows it down, it begins to wobble.
And eventually that momentum crosses a critical potential barrier. It falls.
Yeah, and to describe that transition accurately without the math breaking down, researchers use tunneling rigid body dynamics.
Tunneling, like quantum tunneling, but for a wooden toy on my desk.
Exactly like that. Instead of treating the top falling as a simple mechanical failure, the math treats the rotational states as actually tunneling through a classical barrier to reach their fallen state.
Okay, but a top falling or a gyroscope locking up is relatively gentle. I want to talk about catastrophic destruction, like the Tacoma Narrows Bridge collapse in the 1940s.
Oh, the famous video of the suspension bridge twisting in the wind like a ribbon until it just violently rips apart.
Right. It's absolutely terrifying to watch the concrete and steel literally undulating. How does the math explain that without just screaming error?
That is a classic case of forced oscillation locking to a natural mode. The wind howling through that gorge happened to hit the exact resonant frequency of the bridge, feeding energy into its natural sway. In traditional dynamics, we talk about basins of attraction.
Let me guess. A basin of attraction is exactly what it sounds like, a safe zone.
Good intuition. Yeah, think of a basin of attraction like a bowl, and the bridge's stability is a marble rolling around inside that bowl.
Okay.
No matter how much the wind pushes the marble around, as long as it stays in the bowl, it will eventually settle back to the bottom. It remains stable.
But in the Tacoma Narrows collapse,
In that collapse, the math requires an entirely new framework called catastrophic resonance topology.
what does that topology do to our bowl?
It shrinks it out of existence. The constant, perfectly timed wind forces the basin of attraction to collapse into what mathematicians call a measure zero set.
A measure zero set.
Yeah. To stick with our analogy, the bowl becomes so infinitesimally shallow and small that the marble literally cannot stay inside it.
So the safe zone just vanishes into zero.
Exactly. The math forces the bridge out of existence as a rigid structure. The physics had no choice but to tear the steel apart, because the stable geometric space it occupied shrank to zero.
It is incredible to think about structural engineering as a topological battleground.
It really is.
I mean, if you're driving over a bridge, you're literally trusting that your car is sitting safely inside a mathematical basin of attraction. But here's where I really want to pivot.
Okay, where to?
If rigid structures hit these mathematical walls when they snap or twist, what happens to things that don't have a rigid shape to begin with? What happens to things that flow?
Fluid dynamics.
Yeah, because the research transitions from solid mechanics to fluid dynamics, where the brakes are all about continuity failing. And this just blew my mind, the dripping faucet.
Oh, yes. It is the perfect example of everyday chaos. Viscoelastic filament breakup.
Right. You're standing at your kitchen sink, watching a drop of water stretching from the faucet. It forms this little neck, and that neck gets thinner and thinner until it pinches off. And the drop falls.
Visually, it is so simple.
So simple. But the research points out that at the exact moment of pinching, the neck radius of the fluid goes to zero in a finite amount of time.
Which is a massive, massive problem for standard fluid dynamics equations, specifically the Navier-Stokes equations.
Because they assume water is just a smooth, continuous thing that never breaks.
Precisely. They assume the fluid is an unbroken medium. But when that neck radius hits absolute zero, continuity breaks.
Right.
To figure out the physics at that exact microscopic point, the equations essentially have to divide by zero. And when you divide by zero in standard calculus, the math blows up.
It spits out infinities.
It tells you the water drop has infinite pressure, which is obviously physically impossible.
Wait, so a leaky faucet creates a finite time singularity. Does that mean my kitchen sink is hiding profound topological sets every time a drop pinches off?
It absolutely does.
Oh.
Because standard math can't handle that division by zero, the researchers propose a new field called finite time singularity classification.
Wow.
Yeah, instead of looking at that pinching water drop and saying, "Oops, our math broke," this new classification treats the singularity, the division by zero, as a feature, not a bug. It categorizes those pinching points as a complete topological set in their own right.
I think I get it. Topology is the study of shapes and spaces, right? A water drop stretching from a faucet is one continuous shape.
Correct.
But once it drops, it is two separate shapes. The universe just executed a complex topological transition. It physically cut a shape in half, and our standard calculus just wasn't built to handle the scissors.
That is a brilliant way to put it.
Yeah.
And it gets even more violent when we look at gravitation bubbles.
Yes. This happens a lot with ship propellers, right? The propeller spins so incredibly fast that it literally tears the water apart.
Exactly. The blades move so fast that the pressure locally drops below the vapor pressure of the water. It forms a bubble of emptiness, a void.
And then the surrounding water pressure causes it to violently implode.
Right.
And the research notes that this implosion is so forceful it can pit solid steel propellers. But mathematically, what is breaking here?
The continuity equation is factoring through zero. You have a region in the fluid where there is essentially no fluid and therefore no pressure.
Okay.
Standard fluid dynamics cannot map a space with zero pressure. So the proposed math here is null pressure manifold geometry.
Hold up. You just dropped the word manifold on me. Like, we use that in casual conversation.
Right.
How can nothingness have a geometry? What is a manifold in this context?
Fair point. In math, a manifold is just a fancy word for a surface or a space that looks flat and normal when you zoom in on it, but might have a complex overall shape like the surface of the Earth.
Oh.
By using null pressure manifold geometry, mathematicians are treating that bubble of nothingness not as an empty void that breaks the equations, but as a physical shape with its own rules.
That's fascinating.
The lack of pressure becomes the defining geometric feature. It is a space where the rules of fluid dynamics completely invert.
That makes so much sense. We also see this kind of boundary pushing in the kitchen again with the boiling crisis, specifically the transition from the Leidenfrost effect to film boiling.
Anyone who cooks has seen the Leidenfrost effect.
Right. You drop water on a really, really hot frying pan, and instead of boiling instantly and steaming away, the water droplet just skitters around the pan on a little cushion of its own vapor.
But if you keep cranking up the heat on that pan, eventually that vapor film destabilizes.
It hits a limit.
Yeah, it hits what is called a critical heat flux, and the cushion collapses. The water droplet explodes into steam. To mathematically map the exact threshold where that stability collapses, standard thermodynamics hits a singularity.
And what's the new math required to fix it?
The research suggests a phase transition operator spectrum to map the critical eigenvalues governing that stability.
Eigenvalues, another heavy word. Explain that like I'm five.
Sure. Think of an eigenvalue like a stress limit. It is a mathematical value that tells you exactly how much heat or tension or pressure a system can take before it fundamentally changes its behavior.
Okay, I'm with you.
When the heat hits that specific eigenvalue, the droplet's defense mechanism collapses. A totally new mathematical spectrum is born to describe the exact threshold of that chaotic transition.
So from the kitchen sink to a hot frying pan, we are just swimming in finite time singularities and collapsing eigenvalues.
Pretty much.
But from here, the research zooms all the way out and all the way into the very edges of reality itself. If a water drop breaks fluid math, what happens when a microscopic biological cell pops? Or when the entire universe tears apart?
Let's start small. Biology. A cell membrane rupturing under osmotic shock.
Osmotic shock. That's when the concentration of salt or solutes outside a cell is vastly different from the inside, right?
Exactly. Water furiously rushes into the cell to try and balance the salt levels. As a result, the turgor pressure, the water pressure inside the cell, spikes rapidly.
Building up like a balloon.
Yep. Huh. Eventually, that internal pressure exceeds the tensile strength of the cell's lipid bilayer, and the cell literally pops.
And standard biology math just views this as a dead cell.
Right, a failure. But the new math to describe this physically is called membrane rupture homology. It treats the cell membrane as a mathematical surface with a strict puncture threshold. It models exactly how a closed surface becomes an open one.
Here's where it gets really interesting. Because we go from a microscopic biological cell popping to the absolute largest scale imaginable, cosmology, the big rip.
Ah, the hypothetical end of the universe driven by phantom dark energy.
Right. For those who aren't familiar, the Big Rip is the cosmological idea that the expansion of the universe is accelerating so much that eventually the fabric of space-time itself won't be able to handle the stretch.
It just tears.
First, galaxies are torn apart, then solar systems, then planets, and eventually atoms themselves are just ripped to shreds.
Because the scale factor of the universe diverges to infinity in finite time.
It is the ultimate physical break event. And the math needed to model this is cosmic singularity topology. So my question is, wait, hold on. Are you saying the underlying math sees a microscopic cell popping in a petri dish and the entire universe tearing apart in a big rip as the exact same kind of pop?
If we connect this to the bigger picture.
Yes. Yeah.
The symmetry across these 100 break events is profound. Both the cell and the universe involve bounded systems bursting past their physical limits.
Wow.
The scale might change wildly from micrometers to billions of light years, but the fundamental mathematical obstruction is completely identical.
Because they both hit a wall where the math goes to infinity.
Exactly. Whether it is the Turker pressure of a tiny cell hitting a physical tensile limit, or the dark energy of the cosmos pushing the scale factor of reality to infinity, the system hits an absolute boundary.
Right.
Hitting infinity, or hitting zero, creates the exact same mathematical crisis.
And we even see this in quantum physics, right in the middle of those two scales, the famous wave function collapse.
Yes, the moment of measurement. In quantum mechanics, before you measure something like an electron, it exists in a superposition of states. It is everywhere and nowhere, evolving smoothly over time. In physics, we call this unitary evolution.
But the instant you actually measure it or look at it, that unitary evolution terminates abruptly. It snaps into a single definitive state.
And that snap breaks the continuous math of quantum mechanics. To explain it without the math failing, researchers use collapse functor topology.
Functor topology.
Yeah. In this new space, the measurement isn't just a physical action you take in the lab. It is treated as a natural mathematical transformation within a Hilbert space.
Let's define Hilbert space for our listeners.
Think of Hilbert space as an infinite dimensional map that holds every single possible state that quantum particle could be in.
Okay, an infinite map.
Collapse functor topology is the mathematical bridge that explains how reality steps off that infinite map of probabilities and physically lands into our realm of singular certainty.
It translates a probability into a physical reality. That is staggering. Or what about black holes? The research mentions black hole singularity formation.
Oh, absolutely.
The space-time curvature diverges to infinity, which is a break, and any information leaking through the event horizon is expressed mathematically as the determinant of matrix A equaling zero.
Which brings us to quantum singularity algebra. Now, this should sound familiar, just like the gimbal lock we discussed earlier, where the matrix loses rank and bleeds into a thermal heat space.
Wait, really? A black hole and a toy gyroscope are mathematically failing in the exact same way?
Yes. The black hole matrix loses rank and bleeds quantum information, just like the gyroscope bled thermal energy. The physical failure of space-time itself forces a new algebra to track where that lost information actually goes.
Which perfectly sets up the grand finale of this research. We have looked at rigid structures snapping, fluids pinching in sinks, cells popping, quantum states collapsing, and universes ripping.
That's quite the list.
And the research pulls all 100 of these wildly different break events together into one unifying theoretical thread, a meta theory for how reality falls apart.
And the core of that unifying thread is this: a physical break equals a local loss of invertibility.
Okay, loss of invertibility. Let's make sure we break that down clearly for everyone because it is the key to everything we've talked about today. Invertibility means you can run the math backward, right?
Exactly.
If you know where a physical system is right now, you can calculate exactly where it was 10 seconds ago.
Precisely. If you throw a baseball, I can measure its speed and trajectory and use math to reverse engineer exactly where your hand was when you let it go. Most of our standard physics equations are perfectly invertible. Time is mathematically symmetric.
But when a break occurs...
When a break occurs, when a water drop pinches, when a bridge snaps, when a determinant vanishes or a matrix loses rank, you lose that invertibility. You can't run the tape backward anymore.
Right. Once the glass shatters on the floor, the math cannot reverse engineer the exact shape of the unbroken glass from the scattered pieces.
The information of the previous state is seemingly gone.
But the new mathematical theory space proposed in these notes, something called the ODE-CCT framework, says that breakage is not actually a terminal failure.
Yes, ODE-CCT. That stands for ordinary differential equations coupled with continuous catastrophic transitions.
That is a mouthful.
It is, but the concept is revolutionary. Ordinary differential equations are the standard math of smooth, continuous change.
Okay.
CCT, continuous catastrophic transitions, is the new framework. It treats breaking as a continuous transition rather than a dead end. It allows the lost information or energy or momentum to leak into a secondary geometric or algebraic structure.
So, what does this all mean? If breaking isn't an error, but a continuous transition, does that mean destruction is basically just a human illusion? Mathematically, nothing ever truly ends, it just leaks into a new structure we couldn't see before.
This raises an important question, maybe the most important question of all. We classify things as broken because they no longer serve their localized, human-defined purpose.
Right.
A shattered glass doesn't hold water. A locked-up gyroscope doesn't steer a ship. A collapsed bridge doesn't carry cars. But the universe doesn't have errors or terminal failures. It doesn't know what a bridge or a glass is.
It just has phase transitions.
Exactly. The universe is simply executing a continuous transition that our traditional equations weren't built to follow. The ODE-CCT framework suggests that we just need an expanded mathematical vocabulary.
That makes total sense.
When the glass shatters, the physical integrity of the cup is lost, yes. But the energy and information didn't disappear. They leaped into the acoustic waves of the sound you heard. The thermal energy of the chemical bonds breaking. The fractal geometry of the microscopic cracks in the shards.
Wow.
The system hasn't failed. It has just migrated. It moved to a neighborhood of math we usually ignore.
I love that. The universe doesn't break. It just translates itself into a new language. And that brings us to the end of our journey through these 100 physical break events.
It's been a ride.
It really has. The next time you see a glass shatter on the kitchen floor, or hear a floorboard creak, or watch a drop of water fall from the faucet, remember that you aren't just witnessing a physical failure.
Not at all.
You are watching reality leak into a brand new mathematical dimension. You are watching the universe do math that is so incredibly complex, it literally breaks our physical rules to pull it off.
It is a humbling reminder that our perception of an ending is always just a limitation of our perspective.
And we want to leave you with one final mind-bending idea to ponder as you go about your day. If every physical break we observe, a snapping twig, a crashing wave, a popping cell, a collapsing star, is just information leaking into a secondary mathematical structure, what secondary structures are currently bleeding into our physical reality?
Oh, that's a wild thought.
Could the Big Bang itself, the sudden violent birth of all our space and time, just be the leakage from a catastrophic break event in another mathematical space entirely? Think about that the next time you drop a plate.